Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Here we go.
What up, what up, what up? Yeah, yeah, y'all know what time it is. Y'all already know. Brown Sugar holding it down on Tuesday Night Live. Yeah, yeah. So we keeping it funky, y'all. And we gonna let it do what it do. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Brown Sugar. What's happening, everybody? I know y'all ready to get it all the way live tonight with my homegirl, Mahogany B. And tonight we are going to show you how the female MCs hold it down. And I am just so excited because tonight not only is she a hip-hop artist and a lyricist, but she also is an author, yes. So we got a double whammy tonight, and I want to tell y'all to definitely keep it locked. You do not want to change the channel. Yes, we listening through the internet, but don't change that internet page. Keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio, because Mahogany B is definitely going to hold it down tonight, and we're going to play her hot new singles. So at this time, I would like to welcome the lady of the hour. We have the one and the only Mahogany B. Welcome, Mahogany, to Brown Sugar Radio. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing good, good. I am so excited to have you tonight, girlfriend. I'm telling you, this is a double treat for us. And I mean, girl, you doing your thing, and I got to welcome you on in. You know how we do on Brown Sugar. All of our guests get welcome with a round of applause, and so I definitely got to give it up for you tonight on Brown Sugar Radio for doing it.
Thank you.
For
thank
the
you.
Female. Okay. All right now. I see that we have some listeners trickling in the chat room, and I want to say thank you so much, Sydney Seven, for joining us tonight. As well as my other chat box has not lit up, but I know we got some listeners in that area. I want to shout you out and say thank you so much for coming through tonight. So Mahogany B, I mean, girl, just handling business on the mic as well as writing books. I mean, they go together, though, when you think about it. You know, in order to be a lyricist and to write, why not be an author and speak about something, right? Have a message.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me, Mahogany?
Yeah, I hear you now. I hear you now. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Yes, but what I was stating earlier was that how the two go hand in hand.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, writing as well as not only music, but a book. And I love the title of your book, and we're going to get in that tonight, is I Lay in My Bed, How About You?
Uh-huh.
That's what's up. Okay. That's a very catching title. Okay. I was like, you know what? I got to give it up for this sister right here doing a thing. Now, let's go back a little bit because I want to fill in the listeners that are brand new as far as learning about Mahogany B. I want to tell them a little bit about your history. And we're going to go back, all right, as far as what was it that motivated you to become a female MC?
Well, I mean, I come from a long line of people who are involved in music, and I was around a lot. I mean, I don't know if too many people remember Just Ice. He's from my hood, and he used to spit for me when I was just a youngin' in the back park. Me listening
right.
to Rakim and people of his stature. It just was something that grew in me. I wanted it, and I went for it.
Okay.
So I started writing at the age of 8 years old. And from the age of eight, I started writing at eight, started trying to attack the game at like 12. And once I seen that the game really wasn't just going to fall in my lap, I had to take the win beneath my own feet.
That's it. That's it. I believe in that. And, my motto has always been, God can't work through a parked car. You got to get moving.
There you go.
Okay, that's what's up. Welcome Homer Simpson to Brown Sugar Radio. We also got Ed Litz that's just joined us. I appreciate y'all coming through tonight and showing Mahogany B some love. And definitely for those of you who are brand new listeners, I want to encourage you to create a user account through Blog Talk Radio and lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so that you can be notified whenever we have hot and exciting guests such as Mahogany B tonight. All right? Now, I wanted to also get a little bit into the songs that you write. I'm telling you, Party Out. Girl, I was bumping that today. I said, oh, that's what it's cold with. I love that song. I absolutely love it. That's going to be the first one that I play. But you're writing songs that we as women can relate to, going through relationships, the ups and the downs of it, the games being played, and you get tired, you know. And I was feeling that song because I could truly, like I said, as a woman, relate to it. And it's a universal song speaking about, you know, a celebration, you know what I mean, like a party. And just I really enjoyed it as I was listening to it. And definitely for all my Brown Sugar Radio fans, you guys are going to get a taste of that tonight. And the other song I selected was Real World. You sent me several, but those were the ones that touched me the most.
Yeah, actually, that's my daughter, Young Jess, on that with me also.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, I was just going to ask you, for those two songs that I selected, first Party Out and then Real World, what was it that inspired you to write those two songs? Were they real-life situations, or was it just, you know, you wanted to just kind of, you know, speak out for the females?
Yeah, well, you know, everything I write pretty much is inspired by my life. Album was geared towards that because, like I said, the album and the book is a package deal. So the book is about my life, is a synopsis of my life, and the album was the soundtrack to that. So every last song on that album has to do with life experience.
Right. And that those are the artists that I can relate to the most because it's a sincerity there. You know what I mean? You're not just writing to make a hit record or just to put something out there. You're writing because that's ministry. And you're helping to heal others that have went through it.
Pretty much. That was my therapy. The writing of this book and the writing of these songs pretty much, you know, helped me get a lot of pain from my life out and also, you know, help people who can relate to the things, that the changes, trials, and tribulations I've been through.
Right. Absolutely. And now, being that you said you started writing at 8 years old, which I think is awesome, you know, it's shown that you had a gift at a very young age. Who are some of your favorite female MCs, and then who are some of your favorite overall artists, rather than male or female?
So, I mean, for anybody that I don't mention, doesn't mean that they weren't inspirational, because I have a lot of inspiration, like, throughout the years. You know, so many people add on because so many people hit the game. But as far as when I was younger, my biggest influence was Rakim.
Yes.
I would have to say KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions. And then, you know, as time passed, I was inspired by many. Tupac Shakur, which is a lot of people's inspiration. Jay-Z is also a big inspiration. And for females, people like Lauryn Hill, Queen Latifah, those was my inspiration. So, you know, and it goes on from there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And most certainly Queen Latifah, I mean, just for...
That goes without saying.
She broke, with MC Light, Salt and Pepper, Queen Latifah, they pretty much paved the way and helped kind of break that barrier for female MCs because a lot of, what's the right word I want to use, individuals, people, fans, whatever felt like back then, females didn't have no place in the rap world. It was a male-dominated industry, and now we coming up and we got all kind of female MCs holding it down, doing their thing.
Uh-huh. I tell people that all the time. Yeah. Like, I've been doing this since before it was cool for females to do this. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because right now, everybody's just bandwagon. I've been doing it before people was. Oh, man. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you.
I lost you.
I'm here. Okay. Want to give a quick shout out to Wake Up Call. Thank you for joining us, as well as we got Ed Lips. Thank you for coming through. CC Cut a Bunch. And then we also have Cannery Island. Thank you for joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. We have hip hop artist Mahogany B doing her thing tonight, and we're going to play her first single in just a moment. And certainly the second half of the segment, my listeners know how I roll, but for my new listeners, we will open the phone lines if you wanted to call, give her a shout out, or just show her some love, ask a question about her music. Most definitely, you can hit us up at 646-716-8697 within the next 20 minutes or so, all right? But definitely, I just got to say that, you know, I think it's awesome that you're mixing the two with the music and in the book. Now, I want to get into your book because the topic is definitely catching.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you share a little bit about the book that you just released it actually this month, right?
I haven't even released it yet.
You haven't released it yet.
I'm releasing it.
Okay.
The beginning of next month. April.
I had it notated March. Okay, so I like I said, this book, the title.
Right, that's where it was supposed to be out, but it was pushed back to make sure that it was right for my followers. I don't like to put out behind material.
Okay. Now, I lay in my bed. How about you? Tell us a little bit about that Mahogany and what was the motive for writing this book.
Well, like I said before, it was therapy. You know, it was a lot of things that I needed to get off my chest, and that's what brought me to writing it. But the book is pretty much, it's about, you know, trials and tribulations I've been through throughout my life, and it's also speaking of how I had a hand in causing some of these trials and tribulations. A lot of times we want to blame everybody else, and we forget to look at the person in the mirror. And, you know, this situation, that writing this book helped me look in the mirror, helped me see my wrongs and how I could have avoided putting myself through some of the things if I would have just went right instead of going left.
Right. That's true. And it's really important to, you said something right there with looking in the mirror, you know, admitting and reflecting on some of the decisions we made, you know, in our past, and learning from it, gaining the experience in order to not make those same mistakes, or teaching someone else. It's easy to always point the finger at somebody else.
Exactly.
But when you look in the mirror and you truly see what's going on, it takes a woman or a man to admit that they were wrong. You know, so I definitely commend you for that, or not even necessarily wrong, but that you may have made some poor choices, you know, in your life. And we can go through that, you know. And so one of the listeners in the chat room, they said, wow, she's multi-talented with art. Yes, she is. Okay, author, and she's holding it down as a lyricist. I'm not mad at her, most definitely. That's what you got to do. And then you're a mother. Now you have, I know you said a daughter. Do you have all girls or?
I have two young ladies.
Now, how do your daughters feel about you, your musical career?
It's all natural to them. It's the same way any other kid feel about their parents' job, because I've been doing it since before them. Doing this during the pregnancy and after them. Actually, they both perform.
Oh,
so
okay.
It runs
like mother, like
blood.
Daughter.
Yeah, it runs.
There you
blood.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. All right now. And so, like I said, I think it's great. My sister, she enjoys writing. She has a journal and she can write for days. My daughter, she loves writing. I'm not a writer. Mm-hmm. But I think that you're absolutely right. It's it's therapy, it's healing. And so with the songs that you wrote, when you write, you know, how long does it take you to actually come up with a full song? Can you just sit down and, you know, write it all out within an hour? Or does it take you some time, maybe, you know, a few weeks to get a song together?
You know what? To tell you the truth, I can't even take credit for the music that I make. This comes from a higher power because it takes me no time. But I don't actually sit down and try to create. It just comes to me. Sometimes I wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and get a pen and pad, and there's a new song and a hit song. So I can't even say, like, this is my doing. This definitely comes from a higher power. This is bigger than me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you on that. Well, you're blessed. You have a gift, you know. I often tell artists that they have an anointing on them, you know, that allows them to use their gift, you know, according to the purpose God created, you know. And not everyone has that gift. Like I told you, me, girl, I don't even like sending emails. Okay, I do it because I have to. But to sit down and actually try to write some stuff out, and, you know, typing is like 10 times faster than writing. I'm just not that. Text messages, can't do it. I would rather pick up the phone, call you, tell you what I got to say than try to type out a little text message for you.
I hear you.
You know, but it is what it is. But definitely, like I said, you got a gift, sister, and I'm here to help you out. I want to definitely get you as much exposure as I can.
I
truly appreciate, not a problem, I appreciate you even selecting Brown Sugar Radio to allow us to display your talent on. And so without any further ado, we're going to play the first selection, which is Party Out. I absolutely love this song. For all my listeners that are joining us, you will feel this song. It is just excellent, the way she put it together. I love the beat. I love the lyrics. Everything about this song is on point. So keep it locked. We'll be right back. This is Mahogany B with Party Out.
God, yeah. I feel my heart beating through my chest. I'm still here. It's another year, yeah, yeah, yeah. What you got for me? More drama and pain. It's the second coming. I can feel it in my veins. I can feel it in my bones. Want it, got it, come on. Next stop home. Once again, it's on. I done been through enough to know the deal. Since I spit that pain, nigga, I'm so ill. Baby, I'm so real. I welcome another blow. I am what I am. Cause of that, I'm show. They say she spits like she's a dude. But I'm a fucking lady, baby. Don't be rude. Don't be fooled. That girl is in me, and after another shot, I'ma be in she. See, I'm every woman, and every woman's in me. Countdown, 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3. I'm feeling the beat, so I'm killing it. Look me dead in my face if you feeling me. It's time and place for you to get it in. Let's turn this party out. I'm feeling the beat, so I'm killing it. Look me dead in my face if you feeling me. It's time and place for you to get it in. Let's turn this party out. He's a kick you for, he ain't feminine. I ain't heard of her before, she ain't been in it.
No.
She ain't spitting it like some other girl. I ain't heard one verse about diamonds and pearls. And she gay, and she straight, what the hell do you care? Gossip right there, cause the party's over here. Cause the drama to the rear, cause I'm on my grind. I'm almost in my prime, I ain't got no time. I ain't got no sense, no time for nonsense. No time for all this shit. See, they say she spits like she's a dude. But I'm a fucking lady, baby, don't be rude. Don't be fooled, I know who I be. The M, the A, the H to the A, G. Mahogany shorty, yeah, that be me. Countdown, 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3. I'm killing the beat, so I'm killing it. Look me dead in my face if you feeling me. It's time and place for you to get it in. Let's turn this party out. I'm killing the beat, so I'm killing it. Look me dead in my face if you feeling me. It's time and place for you to get it in. Let's turn this party out.
N-Y-C-B-A. sex, baby. Double low, 7 yeah, for the ladies. It's so crazy. Yeah, I got it. Let me add a dog. Yeah, I got it. I'm talking about NYC. X baby, double low, 7 yeah, for the ladies. It's so crazy, yeah, I got it. Let me add them, dog, yeah, I got it. Ain't nothing but a thing when I bang. It's exactly what it is, true talk. I'm getting it cracking for the kids. Sons of all ages, gotta show them the road. Respect your quote, let you borrow my quote. I've been doing this many years and many months. Many victims, many clowns and many stunts. Many haters, I'ma give you what you want. Loving Mohawk, don't front. Yeah, I came in with the putt-putt. Now I'm riding hard. This track got the crowd like, oh my God. Who's that spitting that? Cause she's a star. But y'all already know who I am. Y'all already know who I am. I'm killing the beat, so I'm killing it. Look me dead in my face if you killing me. It's time and place for you to get it in. Let's turn this party. Yeah. I'm killing the beat, so I'm killing it. Look me dead in my face if you killing me. It's time and place for you to get it in. Let's turn this party. Yeah.
All right, y'all, that was Mahogany Beat Party Out. I'm telling you, I knew y'all was going to love that song right there because that right there is the jam, okay? I like that. Oh, Mahogany, like I said, that Party Out, girl, you was doing it up on that one.
That's what's up. Thank you.
Most definitely. Okay, yes, and in the chat room, they was feeling it too. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said I hope everyone else feels the same. Thank y'all for your support. Know that
they're
out on iTunes as we speak.
I was just gonna ask you that. Is it released yet? So it is. We can certainly download it and get it on iTunes.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead real quick and shout out to any contact information because we do have quite a few listeners here on Brown Sugar Radio, everything from producers to celebrities, up-and-coming musicians. And if someone hears this show and they want to get in contact with you for booking information or whatever, shout out your MySpace page or web pages, any promotional information you have, Mahogany.
Yes, my MySpace is myspace.com/Mahogany69. MAHAGONY69. Go also email me at mahag_hop@yahoo.com. That's MAHAG_HOP@yahoo.com.
That's what's up. All right. Definitely. All right. We got more guests trickling in. I want to give a shout out to guest 1387, guest 1400. 1402 and Nukem Face. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. We appreciate the love coming through tonight. We have hip hop artist Mahogany B doing a thing, as well as she is an artist of a book she's going to release next month. And the title is I Can Lay in My Bed. How About You? You got to check it out. And so, with that book, now with the statement alone, this is just my interpretation of the book. I know it's going to be good. I can't wait to get a copy of it. But are you pretty much putting it out there like, look, if you're going to do it, hold up to it? Is that the message you're trying to send? Tell us a little bit more about the book.
It's pretty much just, you know what, the book is just, it's going through events in my life that was real hectic and crazy on my part. And it's like pretty much, I'm not understanding why I'm going through everything. Like, we all walk around and it's like, oh, we feel like it's us against the world and everything's happening to us and we don't see our part
right.
in it. And it's just me talking about all of these situations and then summing it up and showing how these situations could have been avoided if I would have did this, that, and the third. So
okay,
I
so
made the bed that I'm laying in. Yeah, I made the bed that I'm laying in and I can dig that. Can you dig it? You know what
That's what's up. Okay. We have a question from one of the listeners in the chat room. Sydney 7 wants to know, where are you from? I know you're from the East Coast, but what state is it that you're from?
I'm from New York. I'm from the Bronx, to be exact.
All right. Shout out to the Bronx.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. That's what's up. We are going to take a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and then we'll be right back. You certainly can call in at 646-716-8697 if you want to give a shout-out to Mahogany B, show her some love, or if you have any questions for her. Definitely, you can give us a shout-out at 646-716-8697. The call-in number again, 646-716-8697. All right, so y'all keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Bass. Light, light. Love.
High.
And. Everything.
808.
And.
Between.
J.
Ready?
Go get em.
Come on.
Hey, everybody. This is Cafe Olé, host of Life, Love, and Everything in Between. Make sure you check me out every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific. You can find me at www.blogtalkradio.com/Life, Love, and Everything in Between.
Hey, darlings, this is Chi-Town's finest host of Situation Saturdays, an amazing variety show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Join me every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific, and now on a new day, Thursday night, same time, same place. Check me out at www.blogtalkradio.com/Chi1. That's Chyone. And don't forget, tune in, chime in, and speak on it.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's
happening. That's where it's
the most impressive show.
On Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip.
Gossip.
Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
All right, and we are back, and we have Mahogany B on the line tonight, and I certainly do appreciate all of you coming through and tuning in. What's going on? We got, is it Dietrich Mann that's just joined us? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. And we're talking about her book that she has launched. It'll be actually next month is the release, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then we just played one of my favorite singles, which is Party Up. However, which was the single that your first single you're going to release? Because that was just the one I selected myself. I love that song.
Well, I'm getting a huge response through the people who's already caught the album, and everybody has their own favorites.
All right.
One of my favorites actually is the dedication to my father, which is Hood Symphony, and we're about to shoot a huge video for that. That I'm most likely one of the joints that's going to jump off the album.
Go ahead, girl. Okay, she bout it. That's what's up. All right. Well, I certainly, like I said, you know, appreciate when I have good feel-good music to listen to, and you certainly are bringing that to the table, you know. And I definitely will be getting your album, you know, on iTunes. I want to support you any way that I can. And for those of you who are just tuning in, supporter, show us some love. Certainly, is it on your MySpace page, Mahogany B, where we can get your
item? Yes.
Okay, so you want to go to her? Okay, so ladies and gentlemen,
go straight to iTunes. If you just punch in Mahogany B, M A H A G O N Y, space B.
Okay.
The whole album will pop up.
That's what's up. So y'all definitely want to show her some love and support her, okay? Sister's doing it big, and we want to go ahead and get that album. What's going on, Loveologist? One of my loyal listeners just joined us. So at this time, I'm going to play your second single here, which is Real World. And like I said, I truly am feeling what you're talking about in this song. And it's important for me as a listener or a fan, you know, to be able to listen to something and digest it and say, okay, you know, I can feel what this artist is saying. I've been there. Or I can relate to it. And like I said, I am just truly amazed at the talent that you have, you know, and so I got to give you much love on that. So, y'all, here is Mahogany's second single that I selected, which is called Real World. And, y'all definitely want to tune in and get her album on iTunes, all right? So here it is, Mahogany B, Real World.
When you're living in the real world, there's always something.
Real world.
Ain't a damn thing funny.
Real world.
You gotta get this money.
Flows puking up this hip hop, mouth wide, bit drop. Sorry, I'm nasty. 100 bars of pop, so my homies could grasp me. Can't spit happy, cause see, I just faint. I seen a lot of sorry days, and this chick ain't the same. 14 in my period's late, see, that's some stress for ya. Woo! And plus, my partner just passed too. How can I laugh through? Cause it ain't easy. It take a lot more blessings and time to please me. Cry for cheesy. I ain't too hard to drop tears. My life been hard for like years. Starving like this. Homeless with a seed to drag. And so I creep through this beat with her hand in one bag. I know I'm sounding tight mad. I am. How can I end this verse without being like damn?
Real world is always something.
Real world.
Ain't a damn thing funny.
Real world.
Somebody pause a bit and let me drop it. I seen you swallow your pride and cry the tears. I done seen it felt it all in 14 years. But you said it would all be worth it and I believed you. It seems I have more faith in your words than you do. No more boo-hoo, it's always a reason. Without the rain and storm, then what is the season? We still breathing. Without your error, there's no me. And if there's no me, where would the song be? So no disrespect, but dry it up. Any more loose ends, we gon' tie it up. We gon' cry it up to the top, them good tears. And since the pain helped the bond, it's good years. I speak truth and there's nothing more thorough. Cause everybody struggles, not just the Bronx borough.
Real world is always something.
Real world.
Ain't a damn thing funny.
Real world.
We gotta get this money. And if I once miss something,
real.
Gotta get on my grind, cause ain't nobody gonna give me nothing.
Real.
Every night on my knees, I beg the Lord to forgive me for hustling.
Real.
Forgive me, I'm struggling. Gotta get the cake before my kids get to fussing.
Real.
There's always something.
Real.
Ain't a damn thing funny.
Real.
Gotta get this money.
Yeah, that's Mahogany B, Real World, and that's what's up. I'm telling you, this sister's doing her thing. We got to support her and purchase her album on iTunes, and you can certainly check her out. Just put in Mahogany B, and certainly you want to purchase it. Now, Mahogany, how much is it like to purchase the whole album for it?
Well,
did they give you
iTunes,
a price? Or?
Actually, on iTunes, it's cheaper to cop the album.
Okay.
The album on iTunes is only $8.
$8. Y'all can handle that now. Come on, y'all got to show the sister some love. $8, that's it. It's a wrap, $8, all right? We can certainly do that. Real quick, I just callers, I do see you on the line. I just want to give a shout-out. Y'all know it's four of my listeners here. Guest 1446, we got the poor people. Welcome. 1444, Sin Archer. We got the Son of Man. Then we also have Wookie Goo, Snuggleface, and guest BWD. What's going on? And I appreciate y'all coming through tonight. 253, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
And guest BWD.
253.
What's going on?
And I appreciate y'all coming through tonight.
253,
you're on the air. You're on the air with Brown Sugar.
What's happening? Yo.
And guess
B. What's going on? Hey, what's going on? What's going on? It's your boy Chink, that neighbor. How you, ma?
We're shaking, Mo. Your show is airing in the back. Can you cut it down for me, sweetie? Because we're getting reception from that.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, Mo. Sorry about that.
That's cool. Hey, look, I appreciate you bumping it loud. I ain't mad at you.
Of course.
When you're on the air, it echoes.
Of course.
Who's on the line?
Yo, this your boy Chink, that neighbor, Fam Click representative. You dig?
That's what's up.
We out, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Out here on the West Coast, showing some love to Mahogany B. You know how we does it.
That's
the big sister right there.
She putting it down, ain't she?
All day, every day.
Yeah,
you know. That's love, Chink.
How you, Ma? How you?
I'm good.
How you, Mo? What's going on? I ain't seen you since we did it up. You know how we does it big as we do, you know, normally.
everything's beautiful. You know, Brown Sugar Radio is showing me a lot of love right now, and I appreciate you calling in, showing me love.
I see. That's what's up, Ma. I appreciate you holding it down for my homie Mo, for real, though. You know, everybody out there listening, y'all need to know she's the hottest female. She's the hottest rap MC lyricist on the market right now. There's no denying Mahogany B. Trust me.
Yes.
And the book is going to be fire when you read it.
Okay.
The album is magnificent. Trust me when I tell you.
Yes. And we gave him a little taste of two of her selections tonight that were my personal favorites. And so definitely in order to gain the remaining of the album, you definitely want to purchase it on iTunes for only $8, y'all.
Only
come on
$8
now.
On iTunes. Come on now.
Yeah.
Every cent is worth it.
Yes, it is. The sister is doing it up.
Most definitely. You keep doing your thing, Brown Sugar. You keep holding it down for the sister. Appreciate that. It's FA all day. Chink that neighbor, Mahogany B. We doing it big for the BX, Ma. Hold it down, baby.
All right, that's what's up. Well, I sure appreciate the love and you calling in tonight and supporting Brown Sugar Radio as well as Mahogany B.
All right.
That's what's up. All right, we got more listeners that are trickling in. You certainly can call in. We have a few more minutes remaining. 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. Call in and show Mahogany B some love. What's going on, Lapsy? We got Anthony Bryce that's come through, as well as Swagger Star. Thank you for coming through tonight and showing Brown Sugar Radio some love. We have another caller on the air. We got 623. 623, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, Brown Sugar. It's Pocket in the house, y'all.
Hey, Pocket, what's going on?
Just remember Joe.
Okay.
I was like, ooh, I need to call in and see what's cracking and lacking.
Okay, every Tuesday and Thursday, faithfully. You know how we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got Mahogany B in the house. I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show or not. We played two of her hot singles that were my favorite. She's also an author of a book, and the title, I'm telling you, it's bad to the bone. It's called I Lay in My Bed, How About You? Yeah, indeed. Okay, Mahogany B doing it big. So, Pocket, did you have any questions for Mahogany B tonight? Or
you know, no,
just
I want to
show
call and give some support, say what's up. And
show her some love. That's what's up.
Yeah,
thank you. That's always appreciated.
Definitely.
You're very welcome.
Especially with her being a female MC. You know, not that I'm hating on the man, but, you know, they was hating on the female back in the day, saying we couldn't hold it down and we didn't know what we was doing and woo-woo-woo. So I got much love and I guess this is one question I have for you, Mahogany B. As a female lyricist, do you find that you have to prove yourself twice as harder, you know, twice as much than a male in the game?
Not really, to tell you the truth. Like, I hear a lot of female MCs say that, but not for me. Like, my talent speaks for itself. Like, they'll question, you know, your abilities when they see you. But as soon as you open your mouth, you know, it is what it is. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
soon,
they gotta
soon
respect
as somebody
it.
Hear me, they ain't got no choice but to respect it.
That's what's up. That's what's up, most definitely. All right, we got another call on the air. Pocket, I'm going to go ahead and keep you on, and if you have any questions, feel free to join us at any time. Okay, 678, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Brown Sugar, what's up, baby girl?
What's going on?
This is the Lavologist.
Lavologist! What's up? This is my loyal listener here, Mahogany Z.
What's up, baby girl? How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing good, good. I'm glad to hear from you. I ain't heard from you in a minute, but
hey,
I'm glad you can make it tonight for Mahogany B.
Hey, you know, if I disappear for a little bit, you best be sure I'm going to show back up somewhere.
You better, because I'm going to come looking for you.
Don't even worry about it. I actually had a quick question for Mahogany B. Is it B or D?
It's B.
B as a boy.
B as a boy. Okay. Real quick question. I was listening to a couple of your tracks that Brown Sugar played. Where do you derive from your inspiration of doing those tracks? I mean, where is your inspiration coming from?
My life, my everyday life. Everything that I speak of is pretty much things I've been through, seen or heard, and you know, that's what I thrive off of.
Really? So I guess, because I know the last song I heard was, I mean, I have to admit, I'm actually a music connoisseur, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right.
to be honest with you, I really don't even play music on my show anymore. Because,
okay.
To be honest with you, I mean, the music is crap nowadays, and that's just being blunt,
mm-hmm.
All right?
I agree,
so,
yeah.
So when I'm sitting there at my computer bopping my head to something, it's like, oh, okay, I'm really feeling this. So I just wanted to know where your inspiration derived from, because that's actually really, really hot. I like that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad you appreciate it. Pretty much it's just life on life's terms, man. When you real with yourself, you could be real with others, and that's all my music is about.
I think nowadays the world is ready for a change when it comes to music.
I
mean, we're all sick and tired of the cookie cutter R&B artists or the cookie cutter rap artists that are out there nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like the label trying to make them what they want. That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. So it sounds like to me that you're actually putting a little bit of your stuff in your music, and I can appreciate that.
Thank you. I'm glad you appreciate that.
Where can I find
the support?
Where can I find you on MySpace, sweetie?
Oh yeah, he missed it. Go ahead and shout that out again. Yeah, we got new listeners, Mahogany B.
All right, that's myspace.com/ MAHAGONY 69.
Okay, so it's MAHA. I got you.
Uh-huh.
I got you. Well, I'm already putting in a friends request as we speak.
That's
so,
all right.
Keep in contact.
Well, you know, we'll definitely keep in contact, all right?
Definitely.
And Brown Sugar, you better be emailing me, girl, all right? I've been
sitting
by the computer.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We
got
a relationship show, most definitely.
All right.
All right.
You go
that's
ahead
what's
and do
up.
That, all right?
Okay, all right. Loveologist, I appreciate the love.
Thank you. All right, I appreciate
it. All right, you guys take it easy.
All right. All righty. You know, the listeners are requesting that I play just a little bit of the ones that missed it. They want to hear your single. Now, you know your girl Brown Sugar got love for y'all, so I'm just going to play a little bit, all right? Because I know y'all can replay this segment. However, I'm going to go ahead and show y'all some love. I'm going to play my favorite one, which was Party Up. Party Out, excuse me. Yeah, Party Out. Look, I done changed the name, look. But I'm feeling this song. I'm going to play a little bit for y'all that missed it, okay? They want me to play another single. Let's see here. All right, here it is, Mahogany B, Party Out. I'm not going to play the whole song because we only have a few minutes remaining on the show. So y'all enjoy it. Here it is.
Mozart. Yeah. I feel my heart beating through my chest. I'm still here. It's another year. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What you got for me? More drama and pain. It's the second coming. I can feel it in my veins. I can feel it in my bones. Want it, got it, come on. Next stop home. Once again, it's on. I done been through enough to know the deal. Since I spit that pain, nigga.
nigga, I'm so ill. Baby, I'm so real. I welcome another blow. I am what I am, cause of that I'm show. They say she spits like she's a dude, but I'm a fucking lady, baby. Don't be fool. Don't be fool. That girl is in me. And after another shot, I'ma be in shit. See, I'm every woman, and every woman's in me. Countdown, 1, 2, to the 3, 3, 3. I'm killing the beat, so I'm killing it. Look me dead in my face if you killing me. It's time and place for you to get it in. Let's turn this party. Yeah. I'm killing the beat, so I'm killing it. Look me dead in my face if you killing me. It's time and place for you to get it in. Let's turn this party. Yeah.
All right, that's a little taste of Party Out. So y'all definitely got to catch the rest on iTunes. Y'all keep it locked. Girl, this chat room is filling up. Y'all always do this to me. Now, y'all know Brown Sugar Radio starts at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Why is it the chat box fills up 15 minutes before it's time to end? Y'all know y'all wrong. Y'all know y'all is wrong. Come on, y'all. Anyway, the call-in number, if you want to shout out, we got about 5 minutes remaining for Mahogany. B646-716-8697. Come through and show us some love, y'all. Certainly, you can check her out on her MySpace page. You can also download her album for only $8. Come on now, show the sister some love. $8, that's it, the whole album. And we're going to make it do what it do. Real quick, want to give shout-outs. We got Snuggie Pie and Kissy Dip. Thank you for joining us. Guest 1479 for coming through. And like I said, the phone lines are open. So come on, y'all. Show us some love. We got 5 minutes remaining. Let's see. We got 347. You on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
What's good?
What's going on?
What's good? I'm going from
Hey, hey. Who's, I hear you, Potter.
Who's calling?
Left.
Laughs. Oh, what's going on? I see you in the chat room there. All right.
He on the album, too. He on the album.
You on the album. Okay.
Yeah. He's on the first song, Tough.
That's what's up. Okay, so y'all doing it up together then. I ain't mad at y'all.
Yep, you know.
Okay. What can you tell us? Look, I'm going to ask you a question now, because you probably already know a lot about Mahogany B. What one characteristic can you say separates Mahogany B from the rest of the female MCs out there?
She's not like everything. She's not like every other artist. Like, she speaks from the heart. She don't talk about stuff that she never went through. She's
right.
Talking from the heart and everything. Best MC out. Best
That's
MC
what's up.
That's what I could say. Cop the album.
All right. Hey, that's a lot right there. Speaking from the heart is powerful. That's ministry right there. All right, so Laps, you are on the song. It's called Tough Enough. Is that what you said?
Tough.
Tough. All right. So all the listeners that have just joined us, y'all definitely want to check that out. Laps is on there with Mahogany B doing his thing. And like I said, we got to definitely support him and make it do what it do. Did you have any questions for Laps, or are you just calling in to show some love?
I'm just calling in to show some love.
That's
what's up.
I appreciate that.
Welcome. You know I come through.
Yeah.
All right.
Stay up, baby.
That's it. All right, Laps. I appreciate the love.
All right. You know. Welcome.
All right. Okay. All right. Pocket, I see you still hanging in there. Did you have any questions for Mahogany B? Pocket?
Need my phone. I was eating. I didn't want y'all to hear me crunch on the line.
She probably had the phone on mute.
Well, I wanted to know, because I missed a lot of the show, but I was interested in, so Mahogany, I didn't know that you were like a rapper. I thought you were singing, but after hearing your songs, like, okay, ding. But what, as far as expressing yourself in that manner, like, what was the point in your life where you found that calling or that way to express yourself? Because, you know, some people do it through art, some people do it through dance. When did you know that was your niche?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's my first love, but I have many different ways of expression. I'm an artist completely. Like, I draw, I paint, I'm a tattoo artist. I have different ways of expressing myself, but this is my favorite, and I can't...
Girl, hold up, you said you're a tattoo artist?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, heck. I got to come see you, girl. I need something on my ankle. Okay, hook me up.
We got to talk.
Yeah.
I have a different expression. I came into this form at the age of 8 and ran with it.
Wow. Girl, multi-talented, okay? She howling it.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. That's what's up. We got some more callers here. Oh, sorry, real quick, Mahogany. Did you have another? You were saying something? I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Okay, all right. 601, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Who's on the line?
Just me.
This me?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on, me? You got a question for Mahogany B?
No.
You ain't got no question? All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute.
All right.
I appreciate the love.
All right.
Okay, 850, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, Brown Sugar, how you doing? This is Anthony. I was just calling I'm just calling in to support the show foremost, and also to ask Mahogany B, where is she performing live?
Oh, wonderful question.
Well, I actually have a performance this weekend in the Bronx. I have a lot of performances coming. Like this summer is going to be like the big portion of the launch, so I'll be a little bit of everywhere. I'll keep y'all posted. Y'all keep in touch with me through my MySpace. You'll see all of that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
that.
I'm sorry. I had to mute it out because I had noise in the background, but I appreciate that. And I popped a cookie in my mouth. Sorry.
Between you and Pocket and all this eating, y'all, come on.
Well, hey, that's internet radio. Shoot, you ain't got to worry about it. Y'all can't see me.
That's what's up. I appreciate the love, Anthony.
If you don't mind, one more time, that MySpace link, the one that somebody typed in, sent me to
Mahogany69. For Mahogany or for Brown Sugar?
Mahogany.
Go ahead, it's Mahogany.
MySpace.com/MAHAGONY69.
All right. Okay, well, thank you. All right, thank you.
All right, Anthony, thank you so much, sweetie. Anthony's also another one of my loyal listeners. I appreciate the love.
Oh, you know it. I just appreciate your show.
All right,
you know.
That's what's up. All right, Anthony, have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. 301, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Brown Sugar?
What's up?
How can he be? What's good?
What's good?
Who is this on the line?
This is Son of Man, one half of the Hitmen.
Okay. Son of Man! Another one of my loyal listeners. What's cracking like?
Oh, nothing much, man. Calling in to show y'all some love and, you know, let the sister know she's doing her thing lyrically.
Oh, she howling it, ain't
she? I appreciate it.
Yeah, she is. Man, it's good to hear some reason with rhymes these days, man. And I think,
okay,
you know, she got that gift.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm expecting you to stay tuned and watch Mahogany as she go through her motions.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you on that. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we can get together and do some collabs or something like that.
Sounds good. I'm open for all that.
Okay. So I'll hit you up on MySpace and get up with you and send you some contact info.
Do that.
All right. And Brown Sugar, I'm
going
to call back and flirt with you one day because I'm in love.
You're going to flirt with me, huh? Well, you got to call back when Pocket and I do the relationship show. Pocket, you stay there or you eating? Pocket eating. Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. Well, see there. Okay. See, I'm muted her phone. When we do the relationship show, you got to keep it locked. Okay.
It
call
locked.
Back in.
What's my chances, though? Slim to none?
Wait, let me
next show, Son of Man, next show. Oh, I ain't gonna take nothing away from Mahogany B. This her limelight right now, but next show. Keep it locked.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, sweetie. All
right.
I appreciate the love.
No problem.
All right. Oh, the other caller hung up. Call back in, y'all. I had three callers on there and they all hung up. I know y'all, y'all don't get impatient now unless your minutes is running out on your phone or whatever, I understand. But certainly call back in. We only have a few more minutes remaining for Mahogany B. And I just appreciate the support and the outpour that's taking place tonight. And the Loveologist says he's in the chat room. He says that he said thanks for the ad. Okay, so you must have already added them.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay. Go ahead and shout out your MySpace one more time because we do have more listeners that come in. And we're going to go ahead, Mahogany.
My MySpace is myspace.com/ MAHAGONY69.
That's
check the album on iTunes. Check the videos on YouTube. You put Mahogany B in, and you'll get the videos. I got like three different videos, and I got some performance joints that's on YouTube. You can check those out. They also on my MySpace, though.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all got to check it out. Okay, thank you for calling back in. 937, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Well, Mahogany B, I heard both the cuts and definitely impressed. Way to go back and get your lyrics on, especially that little hook when I was 14. I was feeling you like
Right. Hotter
at 14. They got her. But I definitely loved it. I would definitely be hitting you up on iTunes. But I was wondering, since you're from the Bronx, do you be getting down with like Jay-Z and them? Do they be putting you on? Do them niggas be showing you love at all? Or is it just all game hustle?
The way it is out in New York is pretty much every man for himself.
It's a dog eat dog world.
So everybody just got to get their own thing on, and Mahogany B does Mahogany B. I'm open to all of that. I'm just trying to put my put the wind beneath my own feet.
Okay, I ain't even mad at you. I appreciate the hustle, especially from another woman. Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you. That's what's up.
Yeah. Can Brown Sugar, can you type her link in so we can quit asking her? Brown.
Okay, everybody keeps saying, what is it? Okay, go ahead. Wait a minute. Let me do this because they still asking in the chat room.
Yeah,
hold on.
I'm
going to get. Let me do it right now. Go ahead, Mahogany B. I'm going to type it as you say it.
So, Mahogany, you got a show this weekend? You hype?
Yeah. I'm going to get it in. It's a fashion show I'm performing at. Actually performing for the first time with Big Pun's son.
Oh,
Little
okay.
Pun.
You ever do the live band shows? Or you got like the live band and all that?
No, I don't have a live band. I wanted to do that at one point, but I don't have that just yet.
Oh, okay.
My MySpace is myspace.com.
All right, go ahead.
/ MAHAGONY.
Sixmon.com. Okay, y'all, now I'm typing it in the chat room. That's it. Y'all should have it, so we ain't got to keep asking her over and over again. Bless her heart.
Make sure you add us to Mahogany.
You best believe I'm going to add y'all.
Okay.
Y'all make me who I'm about to be.
That's it. That's what's up. That is what's up. All right, sweetie. I'm sorry I didn't catch your first name, 937. What was your first name?
I'm Cindy Seven.
Okay, Cindy Seven.
Yeah, I've been here the whole show.
I appreciate you coming through being on time. That is it. That is what's up.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
all right.
All right.
All right, then. We're going to go ahead and move forward. Thank you so much. For calling in and showing Brown Sugar Radio some love. All right. Okay, and so, like I said, I have really enjoyed you tonight, and, it's truly been a blessing having you on the show. And later on down the line, 6 months from now, 7 months, whatever, you want to come back, you know what I mean? Brown Sugar Radio, we have your back. You know, we want to do what we can in order to show you some love and put your name out there, help you to get to where you want to be. And the book, girl, you know you got to send me a copy of it now.
For sure. You got a copy of the book, all that. I'm going to keep you in contact. I'm saying that on I'm saying that on air. We're going to keep in contact, even if I become Jay-Z status and better.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure that Brown Sugar is still in the way.
Okay. Okay. I'm like, look now. That's it. That's it. So we want to make that happen, most definitely. And so, you know, for those of you who want to get at her, I put a link in the chat room. Certainly you want to add Mahogany B to your friends on MySpace. Spread the word. Get her iTunes. I mean, you know, just support the sister any way that you possibly can. And so without any further ado, I definitely want to say, girl, I appreciate you coming through tonight and selecting Brown Sugar Radio.
I appreciate
because you could have, yes, you could have selected any radio show. And so I appreciate the love and most definitely keep in touch. We want to follow up with you within the next 6 months or so.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate the support. Everybody who tuned in, stay in touch because we about to do big things and I want y'all to roll with me. Yeah?
Oh, and real quick, before I forget, can you do a drop for me on Brown Sugar Radio? Yeah, I got to get my drop in now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is Mahogany B with BrownSugarRadio.com. Stay tuned.
That's what's up. All right, Mahogany B, that's what it is. And
that's
so y'all definitely check her out on her MySpace and by the iTunes. And like I said, she will definitely be back on Brown Sugar Radio. We have enjoyed you tonight. And, sister, keep doing what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Stay up.
That's what's up. All right. Okay. And so I see I still got Pocket here on the line. Pocket, you enjoyed Mahogany D when she was doing it, wasn't she?
I sure did, yes. She's kind of business. I ain't mad at her.
Thank you, Loveologist. She said happy birthday to me. Yes, your girl Brown Sugar had a birthday this Sunday. I'm not going to tell her how old I is. Pocket, you better not say a word. Y'all know Pocket is my sister, right? So I'll be trying to email her and get all the information and all the goods and all that on me because she's not giving it up. Pocket, go ahead and shout out your MySpace page, or do you know your link for those who want to add you as a friend?
Yeah, myspace.com/pocket, P-O-K-K-E-T. Or you
that's
can find me as number, what is it, Goddess
23.
Mm.
That's what's up. See, and to make it easier than that, go to my MySpace page, which is Brown Sugar in Vegas. You already know it's www.myspace.com/Brown Sugar, S-U-G-A, in Vegas.com. And my sister is on my front page. She's my top friend, and it's Goddess 23. I think she's like my first, second friend on my page. Y'all can check her out.
For the big booty black girl artist. That's the big what it is.
Okay, yeah. The big booty black girl, that's Pocket. Hold it down. Okay. So, oh, Lord. Sydney 7 want to know, can I send the link? Now, look, y'all. All right. www.myspace.com. Y'all been trying to talk and hold the radio show. Y'all know Brown Sugar Radio trying to hold it together. Brown Sugar in Vegas. That's what's up. So, like I said, Mahogany B is doing her thing, and y'all definitely want to show her some love. What's going on, PB? I see you in the chat room. Welcome tonight to Brown Sugar Radio. For those of you, PB is my graphics designer. And he's the one that makes all those beautiful flyers that y'all see on the page. He did his thing with Mahogany B. And also for this week, we have Benz, who is an incredible artist. Y'all want to check him out. And so at this time, what I'm going to do, y'all got to keep it locked. I'm going to fill y'all in on the upcoming shows for this month. We have this Thursday night, we got Benz, hip-hop artist, he's on the rise to fame, doing his fizzle this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then on the 18th, we got Brown Sugar Live, and I believe that's the show Pocket and I were going to discuss relationships. We haven't decided yet, but y'all keep it locked. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be good. We haven't really decided the topic yet. Y'all call in on the next Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Then on the 20th, we have the hit-making group, The Musicians,
And for those of y'all who have heard the song, Camera Phone, say something for the Camera Phone. Hey, that's the musicians. They're doing their fizzle. One of the artists in the group is the brother of one of the Ying Yang twins doing their thing. So y'all got to keep it locked next Thursday on Brown Sugar Radio. And then on the 25th, which is 2 weeks from now, we have hip-hop artist Tequila. Tequila is burning up the charts. Y'all got to keep it locked on that day because Tequila will be here doing her thing. We got another female MC in the house holding it down for the ladies. That's what's up. And then on the 27th, we got Twee Cadillac Baby. Twee Cadillac Baby in the house. Y'all got to definitely tune in for that show. That's PB's favorite artist. It's going to be all that in a bag of chips on the 27th, okay? So, like I said, y'all got to tune in, be there, be square. You know, we got some good topics coming up. And so y'all know my sister Pocket helps me co-host every now and again, and next Tuesday we're going to come up with a juicy topic. I don't know, Pocket, what you think we should talk about?
I still want to define black culture. I want to know what it is. I want to know who, you know, how do you define it? Because I know what you got to say about it, but I got my own. What you think is black and what I think is black are completely two different things. So
What I think is black. And y'all know about the Pocket, she like white men, and I like chocolate men. So what she think is black and what I think is black is two different things. But it's all love. It's all love. And then, you know, PB talking about sisters come with a whole bunch of drama. So
exactly.
I don't know.
We got to clear out the stereotypes, y'all. We got to get down to the core of our people, minus the
what
drama.
What is black culture?
Minus the play.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's what it's
going to
be. That's what it's
going to
be. So on the 18th, our show is going to be on what is black culture.
We should call it defining the black in you.
Okay, how black are you? That's what's up. Most definitely. Only on Brown Sugar Radio. So on the 18th, y'all keep it locked. PB said, why just black? He's so silly.
Well, shoot. How black are you?
Because some people are trying to struggle with their identity. That's why. We're trying to figure out what is black culture. What my sister thinks is black culture, she don't think is black culture. What I think is black culture, she, you know what I mean? I don't think she thinks what black culture is. So that's why we're going to hold it down.
We got to talk it out because she's confusing me, and I'm disagreeing completely because I don't have to talk like, yo. I'm just putting it on because you're doing it. But normally I like to talk like this and converse with other people in such manners.
She said I'm confusing her. PB, you need to call in. 646-716-8697. You need to call in and you need to tell us why you think black women cause a lot of drama. That's going to be on the show for that 18th.
Nah,
that's going to be
drama
on the show.
For you, Pete B.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell your name is.
Okay,
PB,
that's what's up.
I'm so confused.
That's what's up. So we definitely going to hold that down. And that's going to be a really good, he's talking about attitude. Hot mess.
He ain't seen
nothing yet. Okay, Pocket said you ain't seen nothing yet, PB. So on the 18th, what is black culture? We're going to hold that down, and it's going to be a juicy, juicy topic. Y'all definitely got to make it do what it do. Another thing I want to encourage you to do, after the shows are over, I really, 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 really need you guys to start rating the shows, all right? I appreciate my loyal listeners. I appreciate the love. However, without a rating, that is not going to put Brown Sugar Radio at the top, one of the number one shows on Blog Talk Radio. So when you get the opportunity, as soon as the show is over with, I need you to go back, hit the play button, and then rate the show. A 5 would be nice, but whatever you rate it, you know what I'm saying? Any rating is better than nothing at all, okay? And that is what's going to help make a break Brown Sugar Radio. Also, for those of you who are interested in becoming a Brown Sugar Radio promo team member, sending out bulletins, posting the flyers on your page, sending out email blasts, hit me up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com, all right? If you're also interested in being a sponsor on the show,
a sponsor, excuse me, for the show, all right, and helping to promote and advertise Brown Sugar Radio, definitely hit me up. As far as finding the show, let me know at brownsugarradio.com. All right. Laval, if I see you in the chat room, you could probably actually join us next Tuesday. I would love to have you on the show as a guest co-host for the relationship show. All right. Well, if we don't have anything else at this time, we're going to close for tonight. And I am going to say thank you so much for each and every one of you coming through. Mahogany B has been a blessing tonight. For those of you who missed the beginning of the show, certainly you can download it to replay the segment. And I definitely want to say thank you so much for coming through to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great day.
Brown Sugar Bay, I get high up your love. I don't know how to be.